Okay, today's daf is Ksubas daf Ayin Dalid. We are holding on the bottom of daf Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. We had a machlokas yesterday between Rav and Shmuel. If a man is Mekadesh a woman al Tanai, and then he does the Nisuin without any Tanai, he just is Kansa Stam, so we had a machlokas whether she, and it turns out that the Tanai is not fulfilled, so the machlokas was whether that Tanai is still binding. Rav held that she does need a get because we assume the Tanai is no longer binding. He was Kanis or Stam, so it must be that he was Mochel the Tanai. And Shmuel says, you don't need a get, the Tanai is still going to be binding. So we had that machlokas, and then we had a comment on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis from Rabba, who had said that the whole machlokas is only in a situation where it's taus isha achas ke'ein shtei nashim, where the guy had was mekadesh the woman al tanai, and then they got divorced, and then he was mekadesh that same woman again, and was koneh sustam. That's where you have a machlokas whether the tanai is still binding or not. But if it's just one woman that he's Mekadesh and then he's does Nisuin with, even though he was Mekadesh al Tanai and the Nisuin was with no Tanai, clearly everyone would agree that Tanai is still binding, and if the Tanai is not met, that she is not Mekudeshes. Both Rav and Shmuel would agree to that. So we were in the middle of asking a series of questions on Rabba, where Rabba had said that the whole Machlokas was only if it was Taos Isha Achas Ke'en Shtei Nashim, but not if it's just Taos Isha Achas Gredesa, not if it's just one straight situation of one woman getting married and having just simply Kiddushin al Tanai and Nisuin without a Tanai. The Gemara is also today going to talk about the concept called Chalitza Mutas, a mistaken Chalitza. We're going to have two explanations what a Chalitza Mutas is. We're going to talk about a person who has Bia after having some sort of questionable Kiddushin, like Kiddushin al Tanai, which is our topic, or Kiddushin the Pachas Mishav Pruta, or Kiddushin if he was Makadish B'milva. Do we assume that the Bia is L'shem Kiddushin, or do we assume that he's still relying on his problematic Kiddushin? On Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about, we've been speaking, if a man marries a woman and it turns out that she has Nedarim, or it turns out that she has Mumin, what if she then gets that Neder taken care of, or she gets that Mum taken care of, she goes to a doctor and he cures her of that Mum? Do we retroactively look back and say that she has now fulfilled her tonight, that she doesn't have a mum, that she doesn't have a neder, and is there a potential difference between a neder and a mum? And we're also going to have a machlokas whether a husband, generally speaking, and what we're going to end with is a machloka in today's daf, is a machlokas whether, generally speaking, a husband would be okay with his wife getting her nedarim hutar in front of chachamim to be misbazeh b'fnei Beis Din, that it's humiliating somewhat to have to go to Beis Din and express what her nedarim were, and is that something that a husband would have been okay with his wife doing in order to get rid of her nedarim? Or we assume that no, if she has nedarim, he's not interested. He doesn't want. It's not a good option for her to go to Beis Din and get rid of those nedarim. He just doesn't want to be married to such a woman. Going to Beis Din, getting rid of the nedarim is totally humiliating to him. So we'll discuss that Be'ez Hashem later on. Now again, going back to what we were up to, we're about six lines from the bottom of the page, and I in Gimel Amud Beis at Esive. So again, we're questioning Rabba's comment that the whole machlokas between Rav and Shmuel is if a man is Mekadesh a woman, divorces her, Mekadesh a woman al Tanai, divorces her, and then is Mekadesh Vikones without a Tanai. So in that situation, Rav said that she requires a get, even though the Tanai wasn't fulfilled. We assume the Tanai is no longer binding, and that's where Shmuel said that the Tanai is still binding, and therefore you don't need a get. But if it's just Mekadesh a woman straight, and then Mekadesh al Tanai, and then Kones her, that same woman, without anything else happening in between, everyone would agree that Tanai is still binding, and therefore she does not need a get. So ask the Gemara, Esivei Modim Chachamim L'Rabbi Eliezer. We have a statement where the Chachamim were Modim to Rabbi Eliezer. So whenever we start a raya with the words Modim, we know we're missing something of context, because obviously there had to have been some sort of discussion between the Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer somewhere in order for the Chachamim to be Moda to Rabbi Eliezer. So this is what Rashi fills in, the Yevamos Tanan, Rashi fills in that it says in Yevamos, HaMegarish HaSeisha, that if a man is Megarish a woman, V'chzira, and then he remarries her, umeis, and he dies, mutaras liyavim. Tanakama holds, the chacham hold, she could just do yibum, like any other normal situation where a husband dies. The fact that the husband was married to her, and then divorced her, and then remarried her, is no different than if he just stam was married to her. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer oser, Rabbi Eliezer says, no, she's not allowed to do yibum if the husband, the first husband, had ever divorced her, even though when he died, they were fully married. And the Rabbi Lazarus goes there. The reason Rabbi Lazarus goes there is because of a case of a Yisoma b'chayei av. What is it, that's too similar to a case of a Yisoma b'chayei av? What exactly is a case of Yisoma b'chayei av? So that's what we're about to see in our Gemara right now. But in a case of Yisoma b'chayei av, even the Chachamim would be moda to Rabbi Eliezer that you can't do yibum. So modum chum le Rabbi Eliezer. What's the case? Yisom b'chayav the following: b'katana sheisia avia v'nisgarsha v'yisom b'chayav. A girl who's a katana who is given over for marriage by her father. That's the only way a katana can get married. And then she got divorced still while she's a katana. So now she's what's called the yisoma b'chayav. She's like a yisoma because her father can no longer give her over for kiddushin. But her father's still alive. It's just that her father had his shot and he already gave her over for kiddushin, and that marriage has failed. She got divorced. So that's considered a yisoma b'chayav. V'chzira, and then that same husband takes her back. Shecholetzas v'lomis yavemis. Everyone agrees you can't do yibum. You can only do chalitza. Why? Mipnei shegirusheha gerushin gemurin. When she got divorced, that's a legitimate divorce. If the husband divorces her after the father had given her over for kiddushin, it's a legitimate divorce. But ve'in chazarasa chazara gemura. But when he remarried her, it's not a real marriage. You can't be mekadesh a katana. She didn't have a father to give her over. So by the second time around, so you can't be mekadesh. So everyone would agree that that's not a real marriage. And therefore, when that husband dies, you can't do yibum. The brother can't do yibum on the wife. That's not a legitimate marriage. But that's only if he divorced her when she was a katana and he remarried her when she was a katana. All of that happened while she was a katana. But what if he divorced her when she was a katana and then that first husband remarried her when she was already a gadola? So now the remarriage is a real marriage. Or similarly, he marries her again while she's a katana, so that's not a legitimate marriage, but she's gadla etzlo. She has now become a gadola. So since she's been a gadola, they've stayed together. And therefore, there's an assumption that maybe there was a legitimate maisa kiddushin done after she was a gadola, because by staying with her and being boel her after she's a gadola, maybe that counts as a maisa kiddushin. The mace, and then he dies. Then ochaletzas omis yavemes. Then she's allowed to do yibum. That's at least the sheet of the chachamim. That since we assume that there's a legitimate marriage that happened the second time around, since she was a gedola, she had been with him as a gedola, so therefore it's a legitimate marriage. And if the husband dies, you could do yibum. Mishum Rabbi Eliezer amru choletzas lomis yavemes. But Rabbi Eliezer says no. That's still too similar to katana to yisama b'chayei av. That case where she got remarried while she's a ketana and then became a gedola etzlo is very similar to a case of getting remarried as a ketana and not becoming a gedola etzlo, where everyone would agree that you can't do yibum. So we hear also Rabbi Lazar says you cannot do yibum. So why are we bringing this whole machlokas between Rabbi Lazar and the Chamim? Because v'ahacha, this case of the ketana that was gedola etzlo and he was boel her after she became a gedola without having a maisa gerushin in between, so we could assume that he made a mistake and thought that the kiddushin is chal min adin, and therefore he was boiled her after she was gadla al das kiddushin elu on the das of the original kiddushin, and he wasn't mechaven to make a new kiddushin. Well, that's the kitaos isha achas dami. That's exactly the same or very similar to a case of taos isha achas. Taos isha achas was where you mekadish the woman al tanai, and then you're Moneser, that same woman, without anything else happening in between, you're Mekadesh that same you're Kones that same woman without a Tanai. And the Bia of the Katana is similar to the Bia Stam after Kiddushin B'Tanai, where we could assume that the Tanai was Mekuyam Upligian. You see that this is a machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Lazar with Rabbi Shimon and Yehuda, that according to the Chum, she's completely married Min HaTaren, she's Mutaris to do Yibum, because we assume that he was Bawal Hashem Kiddushin, and we don't assume that his Bia was Aldas Kiddushin Arishonim, that his Bia was relying on the previous Kiddushin. So apparently not everyone agrees by Tolos Isha Achas that she does not require a get. So that's the Gemara's question. How can we say, how can Rabba say that Betolos Isha Achas everyone agrees that you don't need a get? Over here we have a very similar case to Ta'os Isha Achas, and we have a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer. So answers the Gemara, Hasam Nami Bahaka Miflagi. No, in this Braisa, where it teaches the din of a Katana Yisoma B'chayaviyah, that was Megadal Eitzel Baila, that grew up while still with her husband, where we have this machlokas, that's very similar to the Braisa of Mekadish B'Ta'os and Pachs B'Shav Pruta, where they're arguing about something entirely different. Bahakam Iflagi, the Chum and Rablaz are arguing about the following. Mar Savar, the Chachamim hold Adam Yodei Hashem Kiddushin Ketana Klum, that everybody knows that a Kiddushin done on a Ketana is a worthless Kiddushin Min HaTorah, and therefore he knows that his Bia is going to be a Bia's Nus if the Kiddushin was invalid, and he doesn't want that to happen. So the Gamar Obal Hashem Kiddushin, when he subsequently has Bia with her, he's going to have in mind that that should be a Bia's Kiddushin, that should be a Bia L'Shem Kiddushin. He doesn't want it to be a Bia's Znus, and therefore she becomes his wife, and that's why she's allowed to have Yibum if he dies, because she's fully married. But Umar Sava, Rabbi Eliezer holds, Ein Adam Yodei Hashem Kiddushin Ketana Klum. A person doesn't necessarily know that Kiddushin he does with the Ketana directly, without involving her father, is a worthless Kiddushin, and therefore the person might think when he remarried the Ketana that he had previously divorced, that that new Kiddushin is really Chal, and it's a valid Kiddushin, and therefore v'chi kaba'al, when he subsequently is boel her, after she's after gadla, after she's already a gadola, adaita the Kiddushin arishonim kaba'al. He's not having in mind that this should be l'shem Kiddushin, he's having in mind that the original Kiddushin was valid, and that she's already married to him. So he's not having in mind that this should be l'shem Kiddushin, and therefore it turns out that he never really remarries her min HaTorah. And if he never really remarries her min HaTorah, she can't do Yibum when he dies. So this braisa is a cholik on the Mishnah that explains the machlokas, even about being a machzor grushaso gedola. Meaning the Mishnah that we just quoted on the bottom of Amud Beis said that the same halacha, the same machlokas would apply even if he's machzor, even if he remarries her when she's already a gedola. So we're saying now that no, there would be no machlokas if he remarries her when she's already a gedola, because in that case, if he remarried her when she was already a gedola, everyone would agree that that's a perfectly valid Kiddushin, and therefore she's kasher to do Yibum. The whole machlokas is when he remarries her when she's a Katana and stays with her when she's a Gedola. What do we assume about that Bia after he stayed with her? Do we assume that that Bia is a Bia L'Shem Kiddushin, or do we assume that he's relying on the previous Kiddushin and therefore that Bia is not a Bia's Kiddushin? Itmar Nami, we have another Shita that also holds like Rabba, that a Tos Isha Achas does not require a get, that if it's just one direct case of a man being Mekadesh woman al Tanai, and the Tanai is not met, and then he's Kones or Stam, that she does not require a get. We assume that by the time of Nisuin he was Mochel on the Tanai, so we have someone else that agrees with that. That Amar Avach Bar Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ha Mekadesh al Tanai Ubaal, if a man is Mekadesh woman al Tanai, and he's Boel her, and then it turns out that she's not Mekayim the Tanai, that the Tanai has not been met, Divrei HaKol, both Rav and Shmuel agree, Eina Tzricha Menu get, that a get is not necessary because he was Boel al Das the Kiddushin Arishonim, and therefore he assumed that she was Mekayim the Tanai, right? Meaning Eina Tzricha Menu get would mean the opposite of what I said before. You're not required a new get, meaning we assume that the Kiddushin is invalid. We assume that he's just relying on the previous Tanai, right? That both Rav and Shmuel would agree that he's relying on the previous Tanai that he had made, and that's Tanai was not met, and therefore they are not married. It's only when it's Mekadesh Isha Achas Ke'en Shtei Nashim that you have a Machlokas. But when it's just that one straight case, then everyone would agree that a get is not necessary because the Tanai is still in force. So ask the Gemara on Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, that we just said Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, exactly like Rabba, that when you're Makadish, a woman al Tanai, and then you're Koneser without a Tanai, everyone would agree that the Tanai is still binding, and therefore they're not really married. So if she didn't meet the Tanai, say Esve. So we ask on Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika, Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika asked on Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Bar Achte, and he happened to have been the nephew of Rav Acha Bar Yaakov. So yes, from the explanation we give for Rabbi Yochanan in a brisa where it's going to sound like if he's Boel Stam, that she's going to require a get. I mean, you just said that according to Rabbi Yochanan, if he's Boel her Stam, if he's Kones her Stam, after being Mekadesh Al Tanai, that you don't need a get, that the Tanai is still binding. Well, I'm going to bring you a case where he's Boel her Stam, which seems very similar to being Kones Stam, and we're going to see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that you do need a get, because it says in the Braisa, Chalitza Mut'es. If you have a Chalitza where they tricked the Yavam into doing the Chalitza, Kshera, that Chalitza is a valid Chalitza, and the Yavam is allowed to go get married to someone else now. So they said, Ezuhi Chalitza Mut'es. What is an example of a Chalitza that is a mistaken Chalitza, where he was tricked in some way into the Chalitza, where he was mistaken in his act of Chalitza? Amrei Shlakish, Shlakish explains, Kol Sha'omelo, if the Dayan says to the Yavam, if the Yavam is refusing to do Chalitza, and the Dayan is trying to be clever, he's trying to come up with a way, how can I fool the Yavam into doing Chalitza? So the Dayan tells the Yavam, oh, you do this procedure with the shoe, Chalotzla, do the Chalitza, Ubekacha Takotza, and she'll become your wife when you do that. I mean, he lies to him. Normally when you do Chalitza, obviously the halacha is, she's now Mutaris L'shuk, and he's never allowed to marry her. Now she's Eishes Achiv, and she's Asher to him. So he said, no, if you do this Chalitza, she'll become your wife. So he totally fooled the Yavam. Still, that Chalitza is going to work. But Amar Rabbi Yochanan commented that he doesn't believe that's true. He says, Ani shona ben she niskavin hu, velo niskavin hi. I happen to learn in a brisa that whether the man has kavana with his chalitza to be matir her, and she does not have kavana because she doesn't realize that the chalitza is being matir her lashuk, or ben she niskavin hi, maybe she has kavana that the chalitza is going to be matir her lashuk, but velo niskavin hu, he has no such kavana because he has no idea that the chalitza is going to be matir l'shuk, chalitza sa psula. In either case, the chalitza is going to be psula, and it's aser to she's not going to be mataris l'shuk. Ad sheyiskavnu shneim, unless they both have kavana and they both realize that the chalitza is being matir her l'shuk. So you see, says Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, you can't possibly be correct that that's what a chalitza mutes is, because if that's what a chalitza mutes was, then chalitza mutes would not be kshera, because in order for a chalitza to be kshera, both of them have to have kavana. That amr chalitza is kshera. You claim that such a chalitza, where the guy doesn't even know what the chalitza accomplishes, is kshera. Elo Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, and here's the key, what's a chalitza mutes? Kol Sha'omelo, where the Dayan says to the Yavam, who's refusing to do chalitza, chalotzla al menas she'titin lach masayim zuz. He bribes him. He says, do the chalitza for your Yavama, al menas that she'll give you 200 zuz. And he's chalitza because he thinks that she's actually going to be chay of the 200 zuz, and the Tanai is not kayam, the Tanai is not fulfilled, and the chalitza is kosher, even though she never gives the 200 zuz. So from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan says that such a Tanai is not mechayiv the woman to actually give the money, Rav Acha Breid Rav Ika says, now here's my kasha. Alma, so we see from Rabbi Yochanan that even though you made a Tanai before the Chalitza, and he did the Chalitza, I'll smach that Tanai that she'll give 200 zuz, Kivan to Avid Maisa, once a Maisa was done, the Chalitza was done, the Chalitza is a Maisa, and he didn't bring up the Tanai again at the time that he did the Chalitza. It was a Tanai that was mentioned prior to the Chalitza, and now he does a Maisa Chalitza without ever mentioning the Tanai. A second time, Achule Achle L'Tanai. We see that he's being Mochel the Tanai at the time of the Maisa. So he says, well, Hachanami, same thing over here, if a man is Kadesh al Tanai, Kivan de Baal, once he does a Maisa Bia afterwards, without mentioning the Tanai at the time of the Bia, Isn't that an indication that he's being mochel the tanai, and therefore he's being boel l'shem kiddushin? So you see, Rabbi Yochanan is so what you said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, said what you, Rav Acha bar Yaakov, said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, because Rav Acha bar Yaakov said that Rabbi Yochanan agrees with Rabba that if you just mekadish woman al tanai, and then you kones stam, that kuli al malot pligi, that everyone would agree that the tanai is still binding. So, but Rabbi Yochanan over here says that that's not so. That you mentioned it tonight earlier, and then you go and you do a maisa later on, like a bia later on, without mentioning the tonight. We assume he's retracting the tonight, that he's backing out on the tonight. So Amalei Rav Acha bar Yaakov said to his nephew, Bar Be Rav, Shapir Kamrit, listen, my Talmud, student of the Beis Medrash, you think you're saying something good, that Rabbi Yochanan's Chalitza Mutis is Kshera, because he's Mochel the Tanai? It's not true. No, Michti, let's take a look at why Rabbi Yochanan thinks that Tanai is invalid, why that Tanai is not binding. The reason that Tanai is not binding is not because he was Mochel it when he did the Chalitza. You're totally misunderstanding Rabbi Yochanan. The real reason is, Kol Tanai Mehecha Gamrinan. How do we know any of the Mishpatei HaTanaim? How do we know any of the rules that govern Tanai? Mi Tanai B'nei Gadim B'nei Ruvain. It's all learned out from the Tanai that Moshe Rabbeinu made with the B'nei Gadim B'nei Ruvain, that if they go in the front lines to fight in the wars of conquering Eretz Yisrael, so they're going to be, they'll receive Eretz Gilad as a Nachla. And if they don't go, then they won't receive Eretz Gilad as a Nachla, which they were interested in receiving. So we can't learn that the Tanai, so we have a rule that all Tanayim, every Tanai that's going to be kosher, has to be Kitanai B'nei Gadu B'nei Ruvain, has to be similar to the Tanai Moshe Rabbeinu made with the B'nei Gadu B'nei Ruvain. So Tanah Dafsha L'Kume Al Yidei Shliach Ki Hasa Mavei Tanai Tanah, any Tanai that you can fulfill through a Shliach, like the Tanai B'nei Gadu B'nei Ruvain, where the Pashtus is Moshe Rabbeinu didn't fulfill the Tanai himself, he had Yoshua do it, because by the time those wars were fought, Moshe was no longer alive, so Yoshua had to fulfill the Tanai. So you see that was a Tanai that was accomplished through a shliach, where the fulfillment of the Tanai happened through a shliach, so such a Tanai will be a valid Tanai. But the law of shliach al shliach yasam loavi Tanai. Any Tanai that you cannot fulfill through a shliach is not a valid Tanai, and that Tanai does not have the ability to be mevatel lemaisa. And therefore, a chalitza that the yavam is not able to make a shliach to do for him. So you can't make a Tanai on chalitza. That's why Rabbi Yochanan says that if they make a tanai that she has to give you 200 zuz for doing this chalitza, don't worry, she's not going to actually have to give the 200 zuz. Tanai is invalid because shlichus is invalid. Tosos is bothered over here. What exactly are the gedarim of having to be like tanai b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein? Meaning, would you say that any tanai that's not on land is not a valid tanai? Tanai only works on karka because b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein happened to have been on karka. Would you say that tanai only works with people named gad and ruvein because the tanai it has to be tanai b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein? Meaning, you can come up with any number of details that were totally unique to the tanai b'nei gadu b'nei ruvein that you can't really replicate in other cases, and totally limit every case of tanai and say that, or exclude every case of tanai from being a valid tanai. How do we know which elements of tanai b'nei gad b'nei ruvein are significant elements and which are insignificant? So, okay, in terms of how to phrase a tanai, I get that it has to be hein kodem lav and a tanai kafel, where you need to say if yes and if no. So maybe there's a certain phraseology that's required for a tanai. But what about this? That efshel l'kiyumei al yidei shliach. Why is that an important factor? That it's efshel l'kiyumei al yidei shliach. Why would we think that that's one of the mishpatei tanaim? So Tosos has the yisod over here in the fifth skinny line of Tosos. V'yesh lomar dahainu time. Both Tanai and Shliach represent the idea that you are in complete control of the action, and that you can therefore adjust the applicability of your action. Meaning, Shliach represents that I'm in such control of the action that I'm about to do, that I can even have someone else do it for me. I can even, and that means something. And Tanai also means I'm in such control of it that I can control it with a Tanai. So they both represent a certain level of bailus over the Maisa that you're doing. But a Chalitza, shein biyado l'kayim al yidei shliach. Chalitza, which you cannot do through a shliach, lo havi biyado nami l'mir mi beit tana'a. You don't have the power to make a tana'i. V'afilu lo yiskayim at tana'i yeh ha'maisa kayim. And therefore, even if the tana'i is not fulfilled, the mice is still going to be kayim. That's how Tosa suggests. Different Rishonim have other suggestions as to what it is about being able to make a shliach that makes it binding the Miriyaz Lashon, that a maisa that's after to do Ali Day Shliach is considered a maisa kolosh. It's considered a weaker maisa. So it's not that your control over the maisa, it's that the maisa, normally the reason a tanai wouldn't work is because tanai is being mevata la maisa. You're mekadesh nisha al menas, and now you're going to say it's not a good kiddushin because of the tanai. The tanai is being mevata la maisa. Well, tanai has a better chance against a weaker maisa. So if the maisa is not a strong maisa, then the tanai will be able to be mevatel such a maisa. So it represents that when you can make a shliach to do that for you, shows you that the maisa is not really that important because you don't even have to do it. You could just have a shliach do it for you. So it must be that the maisa is a weaker maisa. And the Ritva is a similar lashon like that. The Ritva quotes Tosfos Kasha that we find another issue over here, that by Nazir, we find that Tanai works by Nazir. Now, can you do Nazirus al yidei Shliach? Pasha's not. No, you can't accept upon yourself a Nazirus and then make a Shliach to actually be the Nazir for you. That doesn't work. You can't be Mekayim Nazirus al yidei Shliach. And still, Tanai works for Kabbalah's Nazirus. Beisol Shita, Nazir Daflam Bezim Beis. Ha'omer Harini Nazir. Imploni Nazir, if a guy says I'm going to be a Nazir, if that guy's a Nazir, so it depends on whether that guy's a Nazir. You might actually be a Nazir, and that's completely based on the Tanai. So Tosa suggests that by Nazir the pasuk says Kiyafli, that Nazir is only Chal the way he expresses it. Kiyafli means that the expression of the person's lips, so exactly what the words that come out of his mouth, control the Nazirus. So if it's not Mekuyim the way he said it, then the Nazirus is not going to be Chal. But that's a din not in the Parshas HaTanai, that's a din in Parshas Nazirus. Meaning one could say, the Kasha also said, I understand, why does Tanai work by Nazirus? Nazirus can't do by Shlichus. So the answer is, it's not Midine Tanai that Tanai works by Nazirus. It's Midine Nazirus, so it's a completely different kind of Tanai. It's just that Nazirus can't be Chal if it's not exactly the way the person verbalized it. Because that's a din in Nazirus, that Nazirus requires it to be exactly the way it was verbalized. A very important insight into the way Nazirus works. Okay, weiter in the Gemara now. So that's how we defended that Rabbi Yochanan, our understanding of Rabbi Yochanan is correct. So I asked the Gemara, but wait a second, Vahabia Dolo Afshalakume Al Yide Shliach Kiyasam Vikavi Tana, by a case of Kiddushe Bia, where you can't do it Al Yide Shliach, and so it's not like Tanai B'nei Gadu B'nei Ruvein, and nevertheless the Tanai works for Kiddushe Bia. We had just yesterday, if someone is Bawal Al Menashe Yirtza Abba, and the father doesn't want, say, Inim Kadash. The kiddushin is not valid, and so, but you can't do it al yidei shliach. The reason kiddushin via works, even though you can't do it al tanai works, even though you can't do it al yidei shliach, is because the other types of kiddushin work. Al Tanai. And we have a rule that we're Iskish Havayos La'adadi, the three types of Kiddushin, Kesef, Shtar, and Bia, have to all follow similar rules. So if Kiddushin Kesef and Kiddushin Shtar work Al Tanai, then Kiddushin Bia is also going to work Al Tanai. Okay, Vaitis. So Amar Ula Bar Abba, Amar Ula Amar Abelazar. Hamakadish b'milva. If a person is a Makadish woman with a loan, which means she borrowed money from him and she has to pay him the money, and he's mochel the loan and says, with that mechilas hamilva, I'm being Makadish you. Instead of actually giving her something, he's being mochel money that she owes. Uba'al, and he's ba'al, or afterwards, stam, in front of two edim, or al-tanai uba'al, or he's makadish woman al-tanai, and then he's ba'al, or afterwards, stam, and it turns out that that she did not fulfill the tanai, so the tanai has not been met, or b'pachs mishav pruta uba'al, or he was makadish with b'pachs mishav pruta, where the kiddushin is totally invalid, and then he's ba'al, her stam, in front of edim, divrei akol tricha menuget. Everyone would assume that there is a kiddushin here, that the kiddushin happened with that bia, because a person doesn't want his bia to be a bias nus, and therefore we assume that when he's being boel, l'shem kiddush. Kiddushin. And that's why I kept mentioning that there were Edim. So, because if that's the Kiddushin, then Mestami, you're going to need Edim. Or at least Edei Yichud, say, Henin Edei Yichud, Henin Edei Bia. V'af Shmuel, and even Shmuel is going to be moded to that. And the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel is only when he's Konis L'chuppah, not when he's actually Boel her. That's the Kiddush over here. That even Shmuel is going to be moda in this case, because a Bia ain't the most Bilas of Bilas Nos. Amrav Yosef Rabba, Amrav Menachem, Amrav Yami, HaMekadish Pachs Meshav Pruta, Baal of a guy is Mekadish woman with Las and Shav Pruta, and he's Boel her afterwards in front of Edim. Tzricha Menu Get. She does require a get because the Bia was Lashem Kiddushin. But it sounds like Bahahu Delotoi, in the case where he was Mekadish Pachs Meshav Pruta, that's where you need a get, because Lotoi, a person doesn't make a mistake to think that such a Kiddushin would be valid. And clearly, when he's having the Bia, he's not relying on such a Kiddushin of Pachs Meshav Pruta. Everybody knows Kiddushin of Pachs Meshav Pruta is worthless. Avu Bahanach. But in the other cases, where he was Mekadish Ral Tanai, or he's Mekadish Bemilva, not everyone knows that such a Kiddushin is invalid. Toi, he'll make the mistake and he'll think that the Kiddushin is Chal, and he's going to be Boel Al Smach that Kiddushin. So he's not going to have in mind that the Bia should be a Bia L'Shem Kiddushin. So she never really becomes his wife, and she does not require a get. A Kiddushin B'Tanai, he thinks, that if she's nevelis to him, the Tanai has been fulfilled, he thinks. And that's why he thinks that this Bia is not L'Shem Kiddushin. Kiddushin B'Milva, he doesn't know that a Milva is not considered Kesef, to be Mekadesh a woman with. So this Bia is not a Bia L'Shem Kiddushin. Amrav Kana Meshmedu Ula, Mekadesh Al Tanai U'Ba'al. If a man is Mekadesh a woman Al Tanai, and then he's Boel her stam in front of Edim, Tzricha Emenu Get. They do need a get. Zeho Emaisa, even though the Tanai was not fulfilled, Zeho Emaisa, they had such a Maisa that where the Shaila came up about a woman who was Mekadesh Al Tanai, and then later had to be a stam, and the Tanai was not fulfilled. V'lo Haya Koach B'Chacham Lotzia B'lo Get. And the Chachamim would not let her go without a get. There were Choshesh that maybe he was Boel her L'Shem Kedushin. So that's La Afuke Mehai Taina. That's to tell us against the following Taina. They said the name Rabbi Yishmael by that it says in Parsha Sota that a woman who sleeps with another man and is what we call nitma'a, she had become tameh by sleeping with another man. Doesn't mean tameh, she became asura by sleeping with another man. So the Torah says v'hi lo nitbasa, provided that it wasn't a rape, that she wasn't raped, asura. That's going to make her asura to her husband. Hanitbisa, but the implication is that if she were raped, then mutaris, then she's going to be allowed to be, well, she's going to be mutaris labaila, because she wasn't paratzon. So we're medayik from the lashon vihi, that vihi lo nitbisa is that it must be viesh lecha acheres, that there's another person sha'afal pi shelo nitbisa, who even if she wasn't raped is mutaris, is still going to be mutaris her husband, even though she slept with another man. Ve'ezo, so who's that? What would be another case of a woman who's married to man A and then sleeps with man B and she was not raped and she's still going to be muteres to her original husband? So you know what case that is? Zusha kidushay kidushay taos, where her marriage to the first man was a kidushay taos, that he was mekadish her b'tanai, that she doesn't have any nedarim, and it turns out that she does have nedarim, the tanai was not fulfilled. Sha'afilu b'na morkaval k'seifa, even if she was not only nivellas to another man, she got pregnant from the other man, she has a child with the other man, still she's going to be allowed to go back to the first husband, because she was never really married to the first husband, so it's not like she ever cheated on the first husband, because the whole kiddushin was a kiddushay taus. So mema'enes v'olachasla, she could just walk away from it. So the Gemara now goes back to what we said in the Mishnah. Mekadish isha al manas, that she doesn't have nadarim, and then it turns out that she has nadarim, or the Mishnah said your mekadish woman al manas, that she doesn't have any mumin, and it turns out that she does have a mum, so she's not mekadashes. The Gemara is going to bring a brisa comparing those two cases. Tanu Rabbanan, we learn the brisa as follows: Holcha etzel chacham v'itira mekudeshes. What if she goes to a chacham and he's matir her neder? So then she's going to be mekudeshes. Then the kiddushin is going to be valid. Etzel rofe v'ripe osa ena mekudeshes. But in the case of the mum, if she had a mum and then she goes to a doctor and he's merapi her from her mum, well then she's not going to be mekudeshes if she goes to the doctor and getting a refuah. So ma bin chacham l'rofe. say, what difference does it make? If she had a neder problem, she took care of it with going to a chacham. If she had a mum problem, she took care of it with going to a doctor. Why is going to the chacham take care of a neder better than going to a doctor to take care of the mum? So the Gemara explains, chacham okeres neder meikaro, verofe eno merape ele mikanu lahaba, that a chacham could be okere neder retroactively, so it's as if the neder was never there. So he's mekadish or almanasta, she doesn't have a nedarim, she takin never had a nedarim, as it turns out now, lemafreya. But a doctor can only heal her mikanu lahaba. So it's not gonna. So it turns out that she did have a mum when he married her. So that's why that's the difference between the two cases. I asked the Gemara from another brisa of Tanya. We have a brisa that says that a woman who's miskadeshes almanas that she doesn't have any nedarim, and then she goes etzel chacham v'itira. She goes to a chacham after the kiddushin, and he's matir the nedarim. Or a woman who's miskadeshes almanas that she doesn't have any mumin, and then she goes etzel rofe v'ribeosa. She goes to a doctor, and the doctor cures her mum. Either case, the brisa says ainam kadeshes, that the kiddushin is not valid, meaning even when the chacham is matir the neder and it works the mafreya, since at the time of the kiddushin the chacham had not yet been matir the neder, we don't care that he's matir it later on, and that we don't say she's mukadeshes the mafreya at the time of the kiddushin was invalid. So the gemara is miyashiv the stir between the brises as follows: Amar Rava lo kasha, the stir in the brise is not a kasha at all. It's not a stira, it's a machlokas. Ha Rabbi Meir, ha Rabbi Eliezer. The first price that said that being matir, the neder is going to work and therefore she'll be mukudashas, that's assuming like Rabbi Meir. Who, Rabbi Meir, what? We'll see soon. Vaha, and the other brisa that says that she's ainu mukadashas, even when the chacham is matir the neder, that assumes like the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Who are Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer that argue about this? So, ha Rabbi Meir, dama demrosa shitzbazi ishto bevezin. Rabbi Meir's shita is, and again, we're going to see soon where we know that this is his shita, but Rabbi Meir's general shita is that a person doesn't mind if his wife has to suffer bezyonis and bezdin in order to get rid of her nedarim. That people are makvin about that, as long as she gets rid of her nedarim. So if she were to go to a chacham, be matir the nedar, it would turn out that she's mukudeshes, because the husband would be okay with that. That was fulfillment of the tonight, that she doesn't have any nedarim. But ha, Rabbi Lazar, the second price is going like Rabbi Lazar, that no one wants his wife to be humiliated in Bezin. And therefore, when he was Mekadish Ral denied that she doesn't have Nedarim, he meant that she shouldn't have Nedarim or any of the consequences of having Nedarim, like having to go to Bezin to take care of it. He doesn't want any of that. So says Gemara Maihi, where is this machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Lazar about whether a man wants his wife to be Nespazin in Bezin, whether he cares whether his wife is Nespazin in Bezin or not? So the Gemara says, we have it to Tana in the following Mishnah. Hamosi Yisisho Mishum Neder. A guy divorces his wife because she's no deris all the time. Lo yachzer, he's not allowed to remarry her ever. Mishum shame ra, if he divorced her because of shame ra, that there was rumors going around that she had znus, lo yachzer, he's not allowed to remarry her. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol neder sheyodu bo rabim, lo yachzer. Rabbi Yehuda says, and Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is irrelevant for our conversation because we're only interested in finding Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer, but we just mentioned the whole baisa, and we're going to discuss Rabbi Yehuda briefly. Rabbi Yehuda says, any neder that the Rabbim knew about, he's not able to be machzir, because a neder that's hudar b'rabim has no afara. There's no way to undo such a neder. But lo yadu b'rabim yachzir. If the Rabbim didn't know about it, then he's allowed to remarry her. Rav Meir Omer kol neder shetzorich chakiras chacham. Here's Rav Meir. Rav Meir says any neder that's going to require a chacham that the husband cannot take care of by himself. A husband is only allowed to be made for nidrei inui nefesh or dvarim shebeino leveina. Other things the husband's not allowed to be made for. So anything that's going to require a chacham, lo yachzir. He's not allowed to remarry her. And if it doesn't require a chakiras chacham, then yachzir. Then he is allowed to remarry her. Amar Reb Lazar lo asu tzarech el mnei she'eno tzarech. Reb Lazar disagrees with Rameh. He says, adraba, they only asked the Baal to remarry a woman that he had divorced because of nedarim, in a case where it's tzarech chakiras chacham, because of a case where it's eno tzarech chakiras chacham. So what's the logic for each of the three opinions? So my time with Rabbi Yehuda, what was the logic of Rabbi Yehuda that a neder shudah b'rabim is so powerful? D'chsiv, because the pasuk says v'lohik v'day Yisrael kinishbu lahem nesiyeh eda, that the Jewish people were not allowed to kill the givonim because there was a shvuah in place. So you see that since the shvuah was taken b'rabim, you can't do anything about it. You have to abide by that shvuah. V'kama rabim, how much is Rabim. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Shlosha. Yamim Shnayim Rabim Shlosha. Rav Yitzchak Amar Asara. Eidok Siv Behu. Rabim is either 3 or 10, depending on which pasuk you want to learn it from. But that's just Rav Yehuda's Shita. What we're focused on, Rav Meir Amar Kol Neder Shetzarech Hakiras Chacham Lo Yachzir. Rav Lazar Amar Lo Asru Tzarech El Nipnei She'en Lo Tzarech. So B'maika Mifli, what is this machlokas from Meir and Rav Lazar? Rav Meir Savar Adam Rosa Shetzpazi Ishto Beisin. Rav Lazar Savar En Adam Rosa Shetzpazi Ishto Beisin. The machlokas is exactly this nekuda that we were talking about before, that Rav Meir holds a person doesn't mind if his wife has to suffer bezyanus to get rid of a neder. He's not makbir on that his wife has to go to a chacham to be matter a neder. And therefore, if a man divorces his wife because she's taking nedarim that require chakiras chacham in order to be matir, he's never going to be allowed to remarry her, because we have to be choshesh that if we allow him to remarry her, what's going to happen? She's going to go marry someone else, and then she's going to go to a chacham and be matir a nedarim, and then the first husband is going to say, oh, if I would have known that she would have been matir the nedarim, then I never would have divorced her in the first place. So my whole get was a mistake, and therefore, when she married that someone else, she was still an ashes ish, all her children are mamzerim, he could ruin everything. So the chacham have to make a rule, listen, you're never allowed to remarry her if you're motzi or mishum nedarim, because he can come with such a valid taina. But Rav Lazar says he can never have such a taina. If I would have known that she could be matir neder. No, Rav Lazar says no one wants his wife to have to be matir neder bifnei chachamim. So that's the basis. That's the original place where we find that Rav Meir and Rav Lazar have this dispute about Adam Rotzeh Shetzvazi Yishto Bebezin or not. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow. Oh, yeah.